Well, good evening to all of you on the conference call. Good to have you with us this evening. A couple of months ago, I was allotted the privilege of sharing at one of the big fellowships that we have down here in Southern California. And I shared on the subject of confession. And I shared that confession is not just confessing your sins, which is probably the most popular thing you think about when you hear the word confession. There's more to it. There's also Romans 10:9. And that verse we all know by heart, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And that's the greatest confession that anyone can make anytime, anywhere, because that gets them born again and into the family of God. But there's more to the subject of confession that I shared, and it's that part that I want to spend a little time in this evening with you. Now, I said about confession, here's what I wrote. The new birth package makes available to the believer a great assortment of redemption goodies and sonship rights that are enjoyed and experienced by our confession. And that's what you say. What do you say? Comes out of your mouth. Confession is saying what God says in his word about a certain thing. It's agreeing with God. It's saying the same thing scripture says. To hold fast your confession is to say what God has said over and over and over until the thing promised in the word and desired in your heart is fully manifested, and you never give up in confessing of the word and its promises. So, but I'd like to go into a little exercise, not an exercise, but yeah, an exercise, and I'm going to share with you, it's called my never again list. It's things we don't want to confess. I know there's a lot of things we want to confess, and we'll probably see some of them. But there's a lot of things we don't want to confess. So from this my never again list, I'm going to read. Never again will I confess I can't. For I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Never again will I confess lack. For my God shall supply all my need, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Never again will I confess fear, for God hath not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's the Christ in you. Never again will I confess doubt and lack of faith, for God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith, and every man's dealt the same measure of faith when you get born again of God's Spirit. I don't get more than you get, and you don't get more than I get. We all get the same measure of faith, and that's the faith of Jesus Christ. Never again will I confess weakness. The Lord is the strength of my life. That's Psalm 27:1 and Daniel 11. Verse 32 says, the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Never again will I confess supremacy of Satan over my life. For greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. And that's in 1 John 4:4. Never again will I confess defeat. For in 2 Corinthians 2:14 it says, God always causes me to triumph in Christ. And if he always causes us to triumph in Christ, that's in Christ, that's not outside of Christ, that's in Christ, then it means that we, when we're in Christ, in our lives we win. We're the victors. We come away with a prize. Never again will I confess lack of wisdom. For Christ Jesus is made unto me wisdom from God. 1 Corinthians 1:30. Never again will I confess sickness, for with his stripes I am healed. Isaiah 53:5. And Jesus himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. Never again will I confess worries and frustrations, for I'm casting all my care upon him, for he careth for me. 1 Peter 5:7. Never again will I confess bondage, for the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And we all have the gift of Holy Spirit inside of us. So where that Spirit is inside of us, there's liberty. That means we're free. Never again will I confess condemnation, for there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. I am in Christ, therefore I am free of condemnation. And that doesn't mean what we're perfect, because we do mess up every once in a while. We do miss the mark. But if we make a mistake, if we sin, if we get off the mark, we say, God, I'm sorry. And we get back into alignment and harmony. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Never again will I confess loneliness. Jesus said, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28:20. And in Hebrews 13:5, it says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And if that Spirit in you is incorruptible seed, there's no way that he would leave you anyway. Never again will I confess curses and bad luck. For Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And that word curses is sicknesses and disease. So he's redeemed us from the curse of the law. Praise the Lord. Never again will I confess discontent, because I have learned in whatsoever state or circumstance I am therewith to be content. Never again will I confess unworthiness, because he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Well, praise the Lord, we are made the righteousness of God in him. We can look at our heavenly Father. We can go up to God's throne with great courage and great boldness and look at him right in the face, because we have the righteousness of God in Christ. Never again will I confess confusion, because God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. 1 Corinthians 14:33. And we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Never again will I confess persecution, for if God be for us, who can be against us? Nobody. Never again will I confess the dominion of sin over my life, because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. Praise the Lord. Romans 8:2. And as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Never again will I confess insecurity, because never again will I confess insecurity, because when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Isn't that wonderful? Can I have a sweet sleep tonight? Never again will I confess failure, because nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. And we're quite familiar with that verse. Wonderful verse. We're more than conquerors because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Never again will I confess frustration, for thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. I like that verse. Keep you in perfect peace, because as your mind is stayed on him, because we trust in him. So he keeps us in perfect peace. Never again will I confess fear of the future. And many people are. For as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. And the last one, never again will I confess troubles, because Jesus said, in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So that's called my never again list. And there's more, many, many, many more confessions of the word, or stuff we don't want to confess, in the scriptures. But if you want to be successful in your life, then keep on confessing what God says in his word about you in Christ. God bless you.
Amen. Good job.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the great promises in your word that we can keep in our minds, that we can think about them, meditate on them, confess them, and see them come to pass in our lives. We're so very thankful that we have a wonderful God like you. We sure thank you, God. I thank you for everybody on the conference call tonight, that they have a great night's sleep, and they have a great day tomorrow. So we'll see you all again sometime down the road. Amen.
Amen.